Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're doing that with our good friend Gerald Salente, the founder of the Trends Research Institute, the publisher of the Trends Journal, the author of Trends 2000. He's the great trends tracker of our time, and our good friend Gerald. Thank you again for being here. As we went to the break, I was saying that I make a direct connection between the pressure on the middle class of America, the diminishing of everything about the middle class in America, a direct connection between that and the disconnect between Wall Street and the Main Street economy. And when Wall Street quit doing business on Main Street to earn their profits, and they started managing their money, financial economy, rather than market economy, that's when was the beginning of the end of middle class in America. What do you think?
I think that's part of it. I think the bigger part to me is the doing away with all the antitrust laws that were put in place, so we the people would have an equal shot at making things happen. Robinson Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, Federal Communications Act. So, for example, back in the day, if I wanted to open a store up and I'm going to sell, let's say, silverware and glasses and stuff, and I go to the manufacturer and say, look, I want 80 dozen of these. And you're the big guy, and you go in and you say, I want 800 dozen. Who gets the better price?
Oh, yeah.
But no, we all get the same price. Mm. That used to be the laws in place. I'll give you a break on shipping. No, I'm just saying. So what they've done is they've tipped the scales so the bigs could take over everything. You go back and read the history of A&P, Sears. You know, there were laws to try to make this stuff stop happening so they wouldn't take over everything. They did away with all these laws that now you have the Walmart. I don't know if you're old enough to remember. Remember there used to be a thing called stationery stores and hardware stores? Yeah. So the bigs could take over everything.
Let's move over. Give us a report on what you see happening in the European Union. Is Brexit going to happen? Is that going to take those folks down over there? What do you think?
No, Brexit's not going to take them down. Without Brexit, you just saw the German economy suffered its first downturn in 3.5 years in the third quarter as the GDP declined. And it's not only Germany. Take a look at China. You know, look at their GDP. It's down to 2009 lows and down in consumer spending. Car sales in China, they're down like over 12%.
Aren't those conditions going to help? Aren't they going to help Trump negotiate better trade deals for America?
It has nothing to do. That's what I'm trying to say. None of this has anything to do with trade deals. You think people aren't buying cars in China because they're worried about a trade deal? They don't have the money. Well, you think the GDP is going down? Look, Japan, their GDP is down. They're back down into negative territory, despite.
What do you think global economy is weakening right now?
What's that?
Why do you think the global economy seems to be weakening right
now? It's interest rates. They can't take it. The cheap money is what drove up the markets. And now as interest rates go up, people can't afford to buy it. So what happens is in the United States, for example, our dollar is getting stronger, all these other currencies are getting weaker. So what do they have to do? They have to buy things called oil, that's petrodollars. They got to pay for it in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to pay more of it as their economy goes down. And then what happened is that they borrowed all of this money. There's $250 trillion worth of global debt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's dollar-based. So as the dollar gets stronger, their currencies get weaker, they have to pay back more of their debt in dollars. So now as the dollar gets stronger. You look at the Asia Pacific markets. You look at the emerging markets, all in bear territory. Look at the European markets; they're way down.
Are you saying the Fed's interest rates, raising interest rates over the last several quarters, many quarters now, but it's about 10 quarters, I guess, over the last couple of years, 3 years, that they're raising rates now has contributed to this, and they need to back off?
Oh, I'm not saying they should back off. I'm not saying what they should do. I'm saying what's happened. And look, again, you may be old enough to remember when there was no such thing as zero interest rate policy or quantitative easing.
Right.
And you also might remember a time when you put money in the bank and you just get interest on it, mm-hmm. and people used to retire on the money that they had in banks that they saved.
Right.
So this whole thing is a scam. And the world can't take it. I'm mentioning about, you asked me about European markets and others. Well, look at, they still have negative interest rates in the European Union. They're not going to raise them until the second quarter, maybe, or third quarter of 2019.
Well,
I said China's GDP just went down again. You have the Japanese Central Bank sitting on more borrowed money, $6 trillion, mm-hmm. than the entire Japanese economy plus.
We don't need them to default, that's for sure. Hey, Gerald, I need the website over there where you are.
Oh, it's trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, and the Trends Journal, or trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com.
All right. And they can subscribe to the Trends Journal, folks. That comes every other month. Is that right now?
No, monthly.
It's back to monthly. Okay, Trends Journal every month, folks. The Trends Research Institute, trendsjournal.com. Check that out. If you can find this Trends 2000 book, whatever they want to charge you for it, you should pay for it. You should see mine. It's all marked up. It's dog-eared. It's on my desk. It's not on the shelf. Tintail, when we come back, I'm going to get Gerald to talk to us about the future of oil, which is a big deal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.